Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard.
Now a bed. Welcome back. 17th here of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. It's the late, great Tom Petty bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jared Meyer is our guest. He's one of the leaders over at economics21.org and many other credentials he has, if you'll check him out there. Author of How Progressive Cities Fight Innovation and other books. Jared, welcome back. Thanks again for being here. You've been working on some new, some new coverage on how millennials are being treated, how they should be treated or could be treated in the future. Why is it important to be tracking them right now?
Well, millennials are now the largest generational cohort in America,
and 84 as million, right?
Yeah, and they're entering their prime age of working, you know, building up careers. But I think what a lot of people fail to realize is what millennials are looking for from work is a lot different than what I call, you know, my grandfather's workforce. So what worked back in the 1950s isn't going to necessarily work today policy-wise.
Well, we have a lot of 20th century baggage that we're trying to squeeze into the 21st century, and it's not working. What got us here is not going to get us there. On many levels, and I'm glad you're following this. So be specific with us. What do we need to be paying attention to?
Well, I think one of the most interesting things is the rise of entrepreneurialism, or at least entrepreneurial desires or dreams from young workers. If you look at survey after survey, finds that about two-thirds of millennials want to start their own business or work for themselves. Mm-hmm. So while all Americans, we've always been entrepreneurial, going back to the founding of our country, but millennials, this desire is even stronger. And what's changed is that now, where previous generations, it was always very difficult to start your own business, and it still is today, but technology is making it increasingly easy for people to fulfill these entrepreneurial dreams.
So are there any more impediments that millennials, I mean, do millennials need some extra kind of entitlement to start a business over what I had, almost 30 years ago? What are you talking about?
Well, I definitely heard the complaint that millennials are the entitled generation, but
I would never say that, Jared.
But I will say one of the main areas where we've seen changes is that under President Obama, there's been almost a war on independent work. As you know, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners know who either run businesses or work for themselves, you can either be an employee in America or an independent contractor. Mm-hmm. And independent contractors, it doesn't come with a lot, you know, like overtime pay, minimum wage protection.
You're a small business owner, basically.
Things like that. Yes, yeah, you work for yourself. But what you do get is increased flexibility. So an amazing stat that I found is since the year 2000, all of the growth that we've seen in work has come from independent contractors. There's mm-hmm. actually fewer employees filing W-2s with the IRS today than there was in the
Well, that's because corporate America found a way to do that, and they lowered their expenses in there, and they still got that's been going on really longer than that, because this is the great downsizing, what I call the great downsizing, Jared, started happening in the 70s. It happened all the way through the 90s. And what happened was when those people got downsized, I was downsized twice in the 80s myself. When they got downsized, that didn't mean that the work didn't continue to go on. It just meant that the companies fired their employees and then brought them back as contractors. And many people literally went out and started their own business and served their previous employer and other companies. They had multiple customers. That's one of the markers of a true independent contractor. You have multiple customers.
Yeah, you've got it, because you can, as an independent contractor, more easily focus on your one area. And then rather than giving a portion of your earnings to the company for housing you and providing you with all the benefits, you get to earn more.
So is there any kind of an impediment? I mean, can millennials not just pick up? Are they not picking up like I did and like other generations have? Do they need something? Is there something we need to do to help them? Do they need help?
Well, thankfully, the Trump administration, I think, took care of the problem, which was that the Obama administration was making it increasingly hard for people to be classified as contractors. Rather than caring about the degree of control that a company has over a worker to determine if they're a contractor or employee, they were looking at your economic reliance on the person who was paying you. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter if you were free from a boss, able to do whatever you wanted. They wanted to tip the scales to make it more likely that people would be determined to be employees, which, again, is something that I don't think young workers want, and it's increasingly today's economy.
But the Obama administration, the IRS decides who's a contractor and who's an employee. They've got a 20-point rule that they use, right?
Yes. The IRS does it, and they use that 20-point rule, which I think is the correct decision. But
that's
the
right.
Department of Labor and the Wage and Hour Division were using the 6-part test that was a lot more difficult.
They were trying to connect. What they were trying to do was to, for union purposes, they were trying to connect employees. They were trying to say employees of franchisees were de facto employees of the franchisor all the way up the chain, and they were trying to aggregate all those employees, right?
With the joint employer rule.
But I'm still not sure where millennials come in here on this.
I think because what you're seeing is they're working at a rate of independent contracting that's higher than other cohorts, and I think that's only going to increase. That they're one of the groups, but there are a lot. Right. Everyone who's trying to work for themselves and build their own business was under threat from these changes that were going on in the Department of Labor.
That's being reversed, but it hasn't been completely reversed. They're having some trouble with that. When we come back, there's something called the Harmonization of Coverage Act. I'm going to ask Jared about that affects millennials.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.